姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
让我们现在来看今天的经文。
Let's turn to today's passage.
今天的经文是罗马书一章二十四到三十二节。
The passage this morning is taken from Rome, chapter 1, verse 24 through 32.
让我来为大家读一下。罗马书一章二十四到三十二节。所以上帝任凭他们趁着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将上帝的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。因此，上帝任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这妄为当得的报应。他们既然故意不认识上帝，上帝就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨上帝的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽知道上帝判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，今天我们弟兄姐妹们来到你的圣殿里面，我们预备好来聆听你的话语。主，恳求你的圣灵在我们当中光照我们，你的圣灵也不断地启示我们在我们的心里，让我们能够听得明白，想得清楚，能够紧紧地跟随你。我们感谢你。以上的祷告以耶稣基督的圣名而祷告，阿们。弟兄姐妹们，我想问大家一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to ask you a question.
你比较喜欢过那种井然有序的这种生活呢？
Do you prefer to live a life that's orderly?
还是你比较喜欢过那种随心所欲一点？
Or somewhat more of a carefree type of life.
然后你混乱一点也没有什么关系的这样的生活呢？
Or somewhat more chaotic, something that you prefer.
请问你现在的生活过得怎么样呢？
May I ask how your life has been so far?
先说说我的生活吧。
Let's talk a little bit about my life.
我的生活呢，好像从小呢，就充满了很多的疑问和矛盾。
For the pastor's life, it seems that it's been filled with a lot of questions and contradictions since young.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
记得小的时候呢，我常常问妈妈说。
I remember that when I was young, I often asked my mother.
为什么我们要吃饭呢？
Why do we have to eat?
妈妈反问我说，是因为你的外婆做的饭不好吃，所以你不想吃饭吗？
And my mom will often turn back and ask, is it because your grandmother's cooking is not so good, that's why you do not want to eat?
我说不是，是因为我每天发现呢，只要吃饭的时候呢，我都还在做别的事情呢。
No, because oftentimes when I find it's time to eat, I'm actually doing something else.
比如说我正在非常入迷地看着一本书。
I'm very focused on reading a book.
外婆呢，却叫我去吃饭。
But grandma would tell me to go eat.
所以我就对外婆说，我不吃了，我不饿的。
So I'll tell grandma that I'm not hungry and do not want to eat.
该到睡觉的时候。
When it's time for bed.
我总是自言自语地问自己。
I often ask myself.
为什么又到该睡觉的时候了呢？
Why is it time for bed again?
我还有好多的事情还没做完呢。
There are a lot of things I have not done.
于是呢，就继续地做下去。
So I just continued on.
以后呢，同学们就给我起了个外号。
And thereafter, my friends gave me a nickname.
说我是猫头鹰型的。
She's somewhat of an owl type character.
对此呢，我还挺沾沾自喜的。
I'm actually quite pleased with myself with that nickname.
结果后来呢，猫头鹰呢有一天生病了。
And eventually the owl fell sick one day.
爸爸呢把我送进了紧急的送进了医院。
The pastor's father sent her to the hospital.
妈妈对我说。
And mom said to her.
孩子，你就不要再斗争了。
Child, please do not fight on.
人呢是胜不了天的。
Man cannot prevail over the heavens.
你就不能够好好的过一个有规律的生活吗？
Can you just not live an orderly life?
外婆叹了口气说。
And grandma sighed and said,
哎，晚上的时候呢，你就想着天上的事，早上起来呢，发现你还在床上。
At night, you often think of things that will happen during the day, and when it comes time to get up, you're still in bed.
我开始想。
And I started to think.
其实人的内心呢，总是想蠢蠢欲动的，要挑战这个生活的次序。
I think it's in human nature to often try to challenge the order in life.
这样子来过下去呢，其实还蛮累的。
And to live this way, I think is very tedious.
从那天开始，我就对自己说
，And from that day on, I just say to myself,
好吧，我就乖乖的接受这个生活的次序来生活吧。
Okay, I'll accept this as a way of life.
自从呢接受了这天所定的这生活次序以后
，Since accepting this order that's been somewhat mandated by the heavens,
我还经过一个很长时间的身体锻炼。
I actually went through a long period of training myself physically.
终于可以回到了日出而作，日落而息的这样的生活。
To eventually be able to return to just the order of getting up in the morning to work and going to bed at night.
终于可以这样顺天而活了。
And just live according to the order and time of the day.
起床。
Get out of bed.
吃早餐。
Have breakfast.
上课。
Go to school.
写作业。
Finish my homework.
然后睡觉。
And go to bed.
凡事呢都有定时了。
The order to everything.
这就是我这个猫头鹰呢，从一片混乱当中回到这样的有秩序的生活的经历。
And this is the transformation of the owl from chaos to order.
后来当我开始读圣经的时候
，And thereafter when I started to read the Bible,
我发现一开篇的创世纪就讲了。
And I found that the book of Genesis has started to describe this.
原本呢，这个地呢是原本是这样混沌一片的一个地。
And actually, this earth was hollow and chaotic.
而且渊面呢黑暗一片
full of darkness.
但是正是因为有神的灵呢运行在这个水面上
And it's because the spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water.
神说要有光就有了光
God said let there be light and there was light.
后来就有了白天有黑夜这就是一日还有早晨
And then after there was day and night and morning.
原来呢地已经是早就有了
Actually earth actually existed beforehand.
但是这个地呢是混沌空虚黑暗一片的
But this earth was hollow and chaotic
上帝呢就将它创造成了有白天有黑夜的这样有秩序的一个状态
And God created day and night and made it into an orderly fashion
这就是神的创造
And this is God's creation
它不是说从无到有
It's not from nothing to something
而是一个从混乱到秩序的状态
But rather from chaos to order.
神的确为这个世界呢造了这个次序
God indeed created this order for this earth.
创世纪的一章二十七节呢指出了上帝创造的又一个次序
Book of Genesis chapter 1:27 was pointed this out.
就是神呢也照着自己的形象呢来造男造女
That God created mankind in his own image.
时候到了的时候呢，人就要离开父母呢，二人连为一体。
And when it's the right time, that's when a man leaves his father and mother and unites with his wife, and they become a new family.
而保罗呢，他其实他是认为说，人们呢其实是早就知道这样的一个上帝的创造的次序的。
And Paul actually said that men actually knew this order from the beginning.
所以呢，就在这个罗马书的这个里面呢，他也是指出来说，自从这个创造这个天地以来
，And therefore pointed out in the book of Romans that since the creation，
神的这个永能和神性是明明可知的。
That God's divine nature was clear。
神的事情呢，是人所能够知道的。
That God's the matter of God is actually plain to men。
它原来就显明在人的这个心里面的。
It was actually reflected in man's heart.
因为神呢已经给我们这样显明了。
And because God has made it plain to us.
但是我们看看今天的经文。
But if we actually read today's passage,
就是我刚刚读的那一段。
And the one that I've just read through.
好像保罗时代的人们呢，是知道的。
The people during Paul's time, they actually are aware of this.
但却不一定会顺从着这样的一个次序来生活。
But they do not necessarily respect this in the way they live.
甚至他们企图想要挑战和改变这样的一个次序。
But in fact, intentionally try to challenge and change this way.
从经文的两个变字可以看出来的。
And from the word exchange in this passage, it appeared twice.
保罗在二十五节指出。
Verse 25, Paul pointed out.
人们将神的这样的一个真实呢，想要变为这样的一个虚谎。
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
二十六节说，他们的女人呢，是把顺性的这个用处呢，来变为逆性的用处。
In verse 26, it said, "For their women exchanged the natural sexual relations for unnatural ones."
二十七节说，男人也是如此的，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事。
And in verse 27, "And likewise for the men were inflaming their passions for one another, men committed shameless acts with men."
可见呢，保罗在这边提到了有关同性恋的问题。
And it's clear that Paul is referring to homosexuals in this passage.
保罗认为呢，同性恋是人试图想要自行的来改变上帝创造次序的结果。
Paul believed that homosexuality is something that men are using to try to change the order in God's creation.
其实不仅呢是保罗来这样反对同性恋的。
But it's not only that Paul is against homosexuality.
包括历史学家约瑟夫。
That includes actually in the past historian Josephus.
还有更早的旧约。
The Old Testament in the past.
还有一些犹太的传统的书籍当中。
As well as some texts in the Judaism.
已经提及有关同性恋的行为。
Yeah, I've actually discussed this, this subject.
保罗只是延续了过来他们这样的一个看法。
Paul merely just continued with their line of thought.
认为男和男行羞耻的这个事情呢，是一个不合理的行为。
And regard homosexuality as a shameless act.
他们都是基于上帝的创造的次序来判断的。
And this is based on the foundation of God's order in creation.
那么上帝所设立的这个创造的次序，就是我们刚刚所提到的。
And this order is what we have just discussed earlier.
就是创世纪所讲的那样。
And this is what the book of Genesis had discussed.
上帝呢，造男造女。
God created humankind.
而且是异性相爱。
Is meant to be somewhat heterosexual.
来设立这个婚约。
To establish the wedding vows.
这个次序呢，也被这个世界所延续和这个运行下来。
And this order was accepted and continued on in the world.
所以保罗呢，还有那些犹太的传统才会认为说，这样的同性恋其实是违反了上帝所设立的这个次序的一种行为。
And therefore, Paul and the Old Testament would therefore regard homosexuality as something that's against the way God had intended it to be.
结果有人呢就辩论说
，And someone that therefore argued.
哦，保罗啊，保罗只是基于那些天性呢，就是异性恋的人来说的。
Paul was actually basing this with a focus on people who are born heterosexuals.
那么呢，对于那些天生的，他如果他的这个心理呢，就是倾向于这个同性恋的人来说呢，保罗呢，并不谴责的。
But for those who were born homosexuals, Paul did not condemn them.
这样的说法呢，其实是违背了保罗的看法的。
But actually, this line of thought is against Paul's view.
也是违背了旧约和犹太传统的看法的。
And it's actually violated the Old Testament as well as the way the Judaism viewed this.
因为保罗的看法，它其实是深深的植根于上帝创造的次序的基础上的。
Because Paul's view is deeply rooted in the foundation of God's created order.
圣经里面没有说上帝造了男。
The Bible did not say that God created men.
却是外表呢是男，然后里面呢是女。
Even though it looked like a man on the outside, but it's actually women in the inside.
或者呢，上帝造了女。
Vice versa, God created woman.
却外表呢是女。
Even though she looked like a woman on the outside.
里面呢实际是男这样的陈述。
That in fact deep down is a man in the inside.
所以我们不能够随意的歪曲上帝藉着圣经启示给我们的这样的次序。
Therefore, we cannot distort the order as God had intended for the Bible to reveal as we please.
作为信徒,
as believers,
我们本应该是以这个圣经的标准，然后来反思和判断我们今天的文化的。
We should use the standard of the Bible to actually reflect and assess the culture that we have today.
而不是说我们强迫这个圣经呢来适应我们的文化。
But not to actually use the Bible to adjust and adapt to what we have today.
然后把我们自己的这样的看法呢强加到这个保罗或者是圣经的这个身上。
Or not to impose our views on Paul on what the teachings of the Bible.
为今天的某些不合理的行为的合法化，在圣经当中来寻找依据和借口。
And therefore, just to use the Bible to try to find legitimacy for what is actually not right today.
另外呢，也要小心另一种把这个同性恋呢无限的放大的这样的一个看法。
Conversely, I think we have to be careful not to magnify the significance of this.
因为有人说
because there are some who have said,
保罗在这里所说的同性恋呢，是所有他列出的这些罪里面呢，是最严重的、最邪恶的一种罪。
That Paul indeed had pointed homosexuality out as the most the egregious of all the wickedness and around.
从篇幅上来讲
from the length of the passage,
这里提到只有一节提到同性恋。
There's only one verse that actually had discussed this.
从这个上下文来看
I look at texts that precede and followed.
他所提的上文呢是淫乱的罪。
The text that preceded this was about promiscuity.
下文呢是一系列的这个罪恶列表。
The text that followed was a list of unrighteousness.
这个邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、嫉妒、争竞等等。
Wickedness, covetousness, malice, envy, and strife.
而同性恋的这节经文呢，其实是他整个的这个列出来这个罪当中的其中之一。
And the text about homosexuality is just squeezed in between.
保罗呢，他并没有强调说这个同性恋是一种特别凸显的罪。
Paul did not emphasize that homosexuality is something that's that prominent.
也没有刻意的突出说这个同性恋是一种最邪恶的罪等等。
Neither did he point out homosexuality as the most evil sin.
保罗只是要明确的提出他的观点。
He merely wanted to state his point clearly.
也是旧约和犹太传统的观点。
And it's something that the Old Testament as well as Judaism have propagated.
就是同性恋呢违反了上帝原本的创造次序。
That homosexuality indeed violated the order of God's creation.
就是上帝造男造女是异性相恋相爱结婚的这样的一个创造次序。
That God created humankind meant to be in heterosexual relationships and to be in engaged in wedding vows.
因此呢，我们也不能够说故意的放大同性恋这种罪的影响力。
That we should not intentionally try to magnify the influence of homosexuality.
我们只要呢，就像对待其他所看见的那些罪一样，来警醒看待就可以了。
I think we should regard this as any other sins that we are facing with.
而且呢，在任何的这种情境之下
，and similarly in situations like this，
我们其实都有这个责任，来透过这个福音的分享，来对同性恋者给予关爱和盼望。
That we have the responsibility to share our hope and our love with homosexuals to the gospel。
就像我们为那些陷入其他的任何的一种罪当中的人们所做的那样。
Just as we would do the same for people who are engaged in other sinful behaviors.
再看回今天的经文。
Let's revisit the passage today.
保罗认为呢，除了同性恋是体现了人想要违背上帝的这个创造次序以外。
That Paul regarded homosexuality, besides regarding homosexuality as the one way that the men are violating against God's order and creation.
继续看下去的话，我们会看到保罗列出了长长的一个罪恶的列表。
That we saw that Paul actually had a long list of unrighteousness.
邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、满心嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、妒恨等等。
Wickedness, covetousness, malice, envy, murder, strife, deceit, hostility, etc.
这其实提醒了我们的人性里面有很多的黑暗面。
That just indeed reminds us that in our human nature, there's a lot of disobedience.
别人从外表上可能看不到的
Even though it might not be clear from the outside
但是我们的人性的里面是有这些黑暗面的
But we indeed in our deep down inside we do have this dark moments
人性里面有很多的悖逆
That we have a lot of disobedience.
有很多的欲望呢，想要得到满足。
A lot of desires that would want to be satisfied.
有很多的这样的不满呢，想要对着别人，想要对着自己和周围的人发泄。
A lot of unhappiness that we would like to vent both on ourselves and on people around us.
有很多的这个报复呢，还没有了断。
A lot of revenge that we would like to seek.
也有很多的狂傲呢，以为自己呢就是世界的中心。
And certainly a lot of presumptuousness, just taking ourselves as the center of the universe.
从本质上来看
from this point of view,
保罗认为这些种种都是人们能对这个上帝创造次序的一种悖逆。
That is man's way to express the disobedience towards God, order in creation.
也就是我们大部分的人其实都知道应该怎么样去做的。
That most of us actually know what we need to do.
都知道什么是正确的。
What's the right thing to do?
但却我们却不会去遵从。
But we would not necessarily follow.
我们就看看呢，时下有多少的少男少女。
Actually, we can actually look at a lot of youth today.
他们对自己这样。上天赐给的上帝所创造的这样的眼睛啊还有鼻子啊还有这个脸颊的这个排列的这个次序呢感到不满意
that oftentimes we find what God has given us the way our eyes, nose or cheeks look they are dissatisfied
所以他们就跑去韩国做整容手术
so they go over to Korea for cosmetic surgeries
记得两个月以前我就看了一档节目
About 2 months ago, I actually watched the program.
是揭秘这个整容失败者的。
Actually, was discussing the people who have gone through cosmetic surgeries but failed.
其实其中有几个呢，本来是这个整容成功了的。
But actually, there are few who actually managed to succeed in this.
可是几年以后呢，他这个脸部里面呢，有使用的一些材料呢，腐烂了。
But after several years, the materials that were used in the surgery started to decay.
而造成这个面部呢毁容了。
And therefore caused a deformation to their faces.
有的人是在手术过后呢，那个纱布呢拆掉以后。
There are some who have actually gone through the operation after the bandages were taken off.
他发现他的鼻子呢，因为受到这个挤压。空间呢缩小了，正常的呼吸呢都受到影响。
They found that the operation actually altered the way the nostrils were structured, actually impeding the way to be able to breathe properly.
有的人呢是这个左右的这个脸颊呢错位了。
Some actually had the cheeks misaligned.
所以他的牙齿的这个吻合呢受到影响。
And therefore the way the teeth are actually put together no longer the same.
所以他的吃食物的时候也会受到影响。
And therefore it actually hindered their ability to chew and eat properly.
有的人呢居然冒险去做了一个更大的手术。
There are some who actually took a bigger risk.
因为他很想成为一个长腿的这样一个美女。
They wanted to be ladies with long, beautiful legs.
所以他就去做了一个断骨增高的这样的一个手术。
They actually decided to have bones broken and therefore tried to actually make themselves taller through the operation.
结果呢就失败了，造成下半身的完全的瘫痪。
But the operation failed and they therefore were paralyzed from the bottom half. The bottom.
人有时呢是很难接受上帝所创造给我们的这一个样子的。
I think men oftentimes cannot accept the way that the way God has created us to be.
人有时也很难接受上帝所创造的我们这个人本身。
Just cannot accept the way God has created us.
包括我们自己的长相。
The way we look.
包括我们的性格。
Our character.
甚至包括我们所出生的家庭。
Perhaps the family that we come from.
甚至我们也对自己所出生的这个家庭当中生我们养我们的父母呢也感到不满意。
Perhaps dissatisfied with the parents who have raised and brought us up.
然后生了孩子之后呢，发现对这个孩子很不满意。
Perhaps even after we give birth to our kids, we are dissatisfied with the kids that God had given us.
所以呢，人就是这样，我们常常呢陷入很多的抱怨和不满当中。
And therefore, this is the way humans are. We have a lot of grievances.
我们对上帝所创造的这个次序呢是不满意的。
They were dissatisfied with this order that God had in His creation.
那么保罗在这里指出了说，我们对于这样不按这个上帝的这个次序的人，他不想按照上帝的次序这样活的这个人的后果是什么
？And God, Paul here reminded us the consequence of someone who does not follow this order. What are the consequences of his actions?
他提到了上帝的愤怒。
And he actually mentioned the wrath of God.
保罗用三个任凭来解释上帝的愤怒。
Paul gave them over three times to describe this wrath.
其中有两个呢都是以淫乱为例的。
Two of which were related to our promiscuity.
24节说，所以神任凭他们来逞着心里的这样的一个情欲行污秽的事。
Verse 24, he said, therefore God gave them over in the desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies among themselves.
以致呢彼此呢玷污了自己的身体。
To dishonor their body among themselves.
二十六节说，神呢任凭他们来放纵可羞耻的情欲。
For verse 26, for this reason, God gave them over to dishonorable passions.
二十八节说，他们故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
And verse 28, he said, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what should not be done.
也就是说，上帝的愤怒。
And it just is to say that God's wrath
是一位圣洁、公义的上帝对不敬拜他、不把他当神的人们的回应。
And it's a response to people who do not respect a God who is holy and righteous.
这本身也是一种惩罚。
And it's a form of punishment.
就是任凭人们沉迷于这个迷乱无度的生活当中而自食其果。
Is to allow people to indulge in the way that they want, but to suffer the consequences of their actions.
但我们人类的历史呢，却从来没有停止过上演这种自食其果的情节。
But actually, in human history, we actually never stopped suffering from the consequences of our actions.
夏娃呢，听了上帝的吩咐后。
Eve, after she heard God's instructions,
她就在吃了这个善恶树上的果子又怎么样呢？这样的想法当中，她就吃了。
She actually thought through what. So what if I do eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge and evil? So what? And she ate it.
以色列人呢也是如此的。
The Israelites were the same way.
当上帝说你不可与这个迦南地的这个摩亚的这个那些女子发生淫乱，以免呢他们来诱惑你们来转信别神。
When God said, "Do not engage in relations with the Moab women in Canaan."
但是以色列人还是入了迷惑。
They succumbed to temptation and did the same.
大卫呢也违背了神的训词。
David similarly disobeyed God's instructions.
他把人的妻子夺过来，同时也谋杀了这个丈夫。
He took someone's wife and murdered her husband.
所罗门一世的英明啊。
Solomon had a great life.
可是在老年的时候，他也被那些其他的嫔妃所诱惑。
But in his old age, he was tempted by his concubines.
甚至转信了别神。
And even actually turned to other gods.
人的心里啊好像很不愿意把上帝呢当上帝。
In our hearts, it seems that we are very unwilling to actually let God be God.
人们的心里呢，很不愿意把这个上帝的话呢，真的当作我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That we are not willing to let God's word be a lamp to walk by and be a light to actually illuminate our path.
其实我们在常常听到这个上帝的话语的时候
，But oftentimes when we hear God's word,
我们常常在我们的心里面会自动的做一些调整。
Perhaps in our heart we'll make some adjustments,
或者是妥协
or any compromise,
甚至是篡改
or
篡改
alteration.
Yeah, 心里暗暗的在想
secretly in our hearts we think,
不是吧？不是这样的，不这样做也可以吧
？No, it's not this way. It's even if I don't do this, it's okay. Or perhaps even if I do this, that's okay.
或者说，哦，就即使这样做了也没什么吧。
And even if I do so, that's probably not too bad.
我们常常把我们自己的这个想法呢，来代替了上帝的想法。
Oftentimes we use our line of thought to replace God's.
表面上呢，我们看到是我们在信上帝。
Even though on the surface we seem to show that we believe in God.
但其实我们心里面呢，有自己的一套行事为人的法则。
But actually, deep down in our hearts, we have our own principles for our behavior.
可问题是。
But the problem is,
当我们如果不按照上帝的话来生活，
But if we do not live our lives according to God's word,
如果我们不把这位上帝当上帝，
We do not let God be God,
我们沉迷于这样的淫乱，
We indulge in this promiscuity,
沉迷于混乱不堪的生活时，
Perhaps in the chaotic type of life,
我们要问自己，
We have to ask ourselves,
我们过得真的快乐吗？
Do we actually live a happy life?
事实是。
But the fact of the matter is,
一旦我们失去了这位上帝，
Once we lose this God,
我们沉迷于自己，
We indulge in ourselves,
我们偏行己路，
we walk the way that we want to walk,
我们也就失去了生活最宝贵的平静和真喜乐。
We actually lose this peace that's most precious and real happiness.
因为呢，这是只有按照上帝的这样的次序来生活，只有上帝本身才能够赐下给我们的。
Because this is what you would get by living the order that God had created in, and only God can actually bless this upon us.
因为这是上帝其实透过了众先知对着以色列的历世历代呼喊后。
Because this was what God had called out and revealed to Israel through generations through the prophets.
最后透过牺牲了自己的爱子耶稣基督。
And at the end, actually sacrificed his beloved son, Jesus.
用这样牺牲的爱来彻底的解决了我们的罪恶。
And with this sacrificial love, actually solved the problem with our sin.
来救赎了我们的生命的宝贵的果实。
And actually salvaged our lives.
时下呢，我们的人们常常特别的重视吃。
These days, I think we often care about what we eat.
有些人什么都敢吃的。
A lot of us pretty much dare to eat anything.
有些人呢也重色。
A lot of people are into sexual relations.
也有很多人呢从事性交易。
And there are a lot of people who are engaged in the oldest profession in the world.
时下呢人们也不满足于婚姻。
A lot of people are not happy with their marriage.
想要有婚外恋。
To seek affairs.
但是情流感的发生使人们不得不学会了吃的节制。
But with the emergence of bird flu, men had learned to restrain the way or what they eat.
艾滋病的泛滥使人们不得不学会了性节制。
Similarly, with the emergence or spreading of AIDS, people had started to learn constraint in terms of their sexual behavior.
婚外恋所带来的对自己的亲人和自己的这个破坏，越来越多的这个破碎家庭的出现，孩子也遭到了影响。
With affairs, certainly you do damage to yourselves, your families, as well as your kids. And you see a lot of broken families that have emerged.
也使人们不得不学会了爱的节制。
And therefore, we learn to restrict our behavior, expressions of love.
慢慢地回到了原来的这个生活秩序上来。
And then return to the order that was meant to be.
人不管怎么样。
Regardless for men.
也只是上帝造的被造物而已。
It's actually a creation created by God.
我们想要与上帝这位造物主来搞对抗。
And we actually want to struggle against this created God.
或想用自己的想法或者是罪来代替上帝向我们彰显的真理。
Or to use our way of thinking or our sin to replace the truth set aside by God.
我们一路会很累的。
This journey could be very tedious.
最终呢也会自食其果。
But at the end, we'll also suffer the consequences of our actions.
甚至有些走向不归路。
And perhaps some of us will actually get on the path of no return.
无法有机会回头。
With no chance of turning around.
但是若我们能够换一个思维想象。
But if we can actually change our line of thought.
其实在我们有限的人生当中。
Actually in our limited life.
能够以一位无限的造我们的上帝。
The opportunity to actually to be with this limitless God who has created us.
与这样的一位造我们的上帝能够相遇、相知、同行。
To meet, to know, and to walk with this God.
不是我们的福分和特权吗？
Is this not our blessing, our privilege?
当你发现你在你的生活的一片混乱当中打斗得太厉害的时候。
When we find that you are tired from struggling in chaos in your lives.
你太累的时候。
We are too tired.
你不妨温柔下来。
We should slow down.
谦卑在神的面前。
And be humble before God.
回转向神。
Return to God.
你发现。
And you find that.
上帝总在那里等你。
God is always there waiting for you.
回转的道路虽然并不容易。
This path of return certainly is not easy.
因为很多的诱惑还会在你的周围。
Because there are a lot of temptations will still abound around you.
因为许多的事情当我们做着做着呢就自然而然形成了一个坏习惯。
Because a lot of things once we're used to it become bad habits.
想要形成好的习惯并不容易。
To actually develop good habits is not easy.
但就像运动员一样的。
Just like athletes.
他如何学会如何跑步呢是第一步。
Learning how to jog was the first step.
他接下来就是每日的练习。
And what followed, he has to train daily.
然后再练习。
And train some more.
他才能够成为一个优秀的运动员。
And then he could become a good athlete.
对于我们来说。
And for us.
知道上帝的话语是第一步。
Knowing God's word is the first step.
让我们上帝的话语成为我们的心里的次序，这是第一步。
Allowing God's word to be the order in our hearts is the first step.
接下来就是看你每日的操练。
And what followed is our training daily.
再操练。
And more training.
上帝就是你身边最好的教练。
Because God is your best coach.
他会一路的陪伴你。
He would accompany you throughout.
用他的话来激励你。
Use his word to encourage you.
提醒你。
To remind you.
栽培你
to nurture you,
直到你成为合他心意的人
until you become one who is loyal to him.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
你愿意让上帝真正成为你的上帝吗
do you really allow God to be your God?
请你与我做这个祷告
please pray with me.
如果你觉得你的生活太混乱
if you find that your life is too chaotic,
想要上帝帮助你恢复生活的秩序的
you actually want God to restore order in your life,
请你与我做这个祷告
please pray this prayer with me.
如果你的生活当中正在经历某些风暴
You're actually having some struggles in life.
你就好像被抛在了那个大海里面一样
Like being thrown into the ocean.
惊慌失措
Completely lost.
得不到平安
No peace.
也请你与我一起祷告
I hope you pray this prayer with me.
如果你正在某些事情所缠绕着
If you are struggling with certain things.
你真的是没有办法自拔和解脱
You're unable to break through yourself.
你正在某个黑暗的角落苦苦的挣扎。
And you're struggling in some corner yourself.
希望上帝在你的生活当中做一些改变。
You pray that God actually makes some changes in your life.
也请你与我祷告。
I pray that you pray this prayer with me.
如果你的心中还有很多的积怨。
If there are a lot of grievances in your heart.
很多的忧愁缠绕着你。
A lot of worries in your heart.
使你久久的无法释怀。
And actually, not allow you to be released and feel free.
活出喜乐
Live happily.
也请你与我做这个祷告
I pray that you pray this prayer with me.
让我们一起来祷告
Let's pray.
慈爱的天父，我们将我们众弟兄姐妹的种种的情况都带到你的面前，请你一一的鉴察，因为你造了我们，你了解我们的一切，你的爱子耶稣也了解我们的一切，因为他曾经经历过我们所经历的一切的诱惑和痛苦。恳求天父你帮助我们，为我们平静生活的风暴，帮我们从混乱中带回到你所创造的次序。请你用你的圣灵和真理教导我们，让我们今天在你的面前真诚的悔改。求你原谅我们以前的偏行己路，让我们能够从心里回转向你，让我们能经历你所赐给我们的心意更新而变化，得享你所赐的从乱到序后的宁静和平安，使我们能够充满盼望与和平，长久真喜乐的生活能够让我们过得上，让我们能够禁不住的赞叹，因为我们在生命里真实的经历你，因为我们在生命里面想要与你建立更亲密的关系，因为我们在生命里面想要赞叹你，上帝，你真的是我的真神上帝。以耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。